This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a new patient history and physical note on Mary Ziegenmeier. Now, the last name is spelled Ziegenmeyer, and Mary is Mary. The place is the Pines of Lapeer, assisted living, and the date was August 29, 2022. Paragraph. Mrs. Ziegenmeyer has moved in because of debility, and she's not able to be cared for by her husband, who also has medical problems, period. She has pain in her legs, and she cannot move her right leg well, period. She had a compound fracture of her right ankle about a year ago, and had multiple attempts of physical therapy, and has not really been able to get very far with moving that ankle and weight-bearing and walking, period. There's pain in the left, or in the right lower leg as well, period. She was in the hospital earlier this year, and she was to have had a spinal procedure, but decided that she didn't need it, period. She does have a compression fracture of a vertebra, period. The other acute thing that she complains of is dysuria and a bit of discoloration of the urine, period. The paragraph. She has diabetes mellitus, and the sugars are elevated often in the 200s or even 300s, period. She is on Lantus at 20 inch daily, period. She also has neuropathic pain, which is on gabapentin, period. She's known to have coronary artery disease and has two stents, period. She had no chest pain when I had seen her, period. She was not short of breath, period. It's also noted that she has a pacemaker, period. The biggest problem is her debility due to pain in her lower limbs, period. She's had her right knee replaced twice in the past, period. She had that fractured foot as well, period. New paragraph. She also has significant edema of the leg, and that may hinder her mobility, period. There's a bruise in the area of the left knee as well, period. She has had falls in the past, period. She's known to have osteoporosis and is scheduled to get a Prolia shot, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional. She does not feel feverish or have chills or have any major weight change. She has decreased vision. ENT, she has decreased hearing, no sore throat or earache. Respiratory, she gets occasionally short of breath, but is not short of breath when seen. Comparative cardiovascular, no angina, occasional palpitations. She wasn't dizzy, but she is not really able to stand up. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria or hematuria, unless she's skeletal. No acute pain. She has arthralgias of the knees and of the right foot, and the right foot is actually in a type of brace. Skin, she has ecchymosis, no major rash or itch. GU, she has urinary incontinence. GI, she also has fecal incontinence. paragraph hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine sugars are up. No clear-cut polyuria or polydipsia. New paragraph, past history, osteoarthritis, pacemaker, coronary artery disease with stents, diabetes mellitus type 2 with hyperglycemia and neuropathy, back pain, liver problem, hearing impairment, stage 3 chronic kidney disease, hypothyroidism, breast cancer, osteoporosis, urinary incontinence. New paragraph, family history. I'll put down also, family history. Her mother had cancer, but the type is not known, period. Her father had pneumonia and tuberculosis, period. She has she has siblings that are deceased, period. She has a daughter with hypertension, kidney disease, and hyperlipidemia, period. She has a son who had a stroke and hypertension, who is living. New paragraph, social history. She quit smoking in 1958. No alcohol excess, period. She was living at home with her husband before her recent hospitalizations and rehab, but he can't take care of her anymore, period. New paragraph, medications. Bumetanide, 2 milligrams twice a day. Coenzyme Q, 100 milligrams daily. Doctors said 100 milligrams at bedtime. Digestive ADV, probiotic plus gas cap, 1 capsule daily. Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams twice a day. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams twice a day. Lantus, 30 units daily. Levothyroxine, 125 micrograms daily. Lidocaine, one patch daily for 12 hours. Metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams daily. Mycophenolate, 250 milligrams twice a day. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams daily. Microcate, 20 milliliter equivalents, 3 times a day. Prednisone, 5 milligrams daily. Theravite, 1 pill daily. Triamcinolone cream, 0.1% topically twice a day. Vitamin D, 1,000 units daily. Miralax, 17 grams daily. Tramadol, 50 milligrams every 4 hours if needed. New paragraph, examination. She was alert and debilitated, poorly mobile, chronically ill appearing, but no acute distress. Head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular is normal, vision is diminished, ENT hearing is diminished, oral mucosa is normal, ears normal inspection. Next up, with no palpable mass or thyromegaly. Lungs will clear the percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gallop, no murmur. Now she has two to three plus edema of both legs, period. Fetal pulses are palpable. Abdomen, soft non-tendinal palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial nerves are grossly normal. Sensation is intact. Musculoskeletal. She has slightly decreased shoulder range of motion, but not extreme. Both knees have thickening, and the right knee has been replaced twice, and there's a large scar, period. No effusions. No inflammation or effusion of the hands. No synovitis. Skin should have ecchymosis of the right knee. The left knee. A foot exam was done, period. Sensation is intact, period. She's slightly weaker in the right foot than the left from the previous fracture, period. There's no gangrene or major lesions, period. Edema is 2 to 3 plus, period. Fetal pulses were palpable. Paragraph assessment and plan 1. Mrs. Ziegenmeier has diabetes mellitus and I'll increase the Lantus to 30 units daily and to continue Humalog 5 units TID AC meals, period. She needs a urinalysis and a CNS. Oh, two, I'll say, go down, two. She has dysuria and other urinalysis for urine for culture and CNS. Three, she has coronary artery disease with stents. And this seems stable, without any current angina, period. Alkalinium metoprolol, ER 12.5 milligrams daily. Period. Three, she has osteoarthritis and she's not given me a diagnosis of rheumatoid or inflammatory arthritis, but I see that she comes to us on mycophenolate. And 50 milligrams daily, and prednisone 5 milligrams daily, period. Or she has massive edema, alkalinium Bumex 2 milligrams daily. She has atrial fibrillation, and I will continue Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice a day, and the rates controlled with the metoprolol, period. She has hypothyroidism. I believe that she has a total dose of 275 micrograms daily, period. She's apparently getting a 150 milligram tablet plus a 125 milligram tablet, period. I will order a hemoglobin A1C, CMP, and a TSH, period. She is to get Prolia shot scheduled, period. This doc, I will otherwise continue the current overall plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
Into our country.